Now, to your health on WTOP.
Growth in U.S. healthcare spending moved up a lot last year. It had been at historic lows. The main cause is millions of Americans who have gotten health coverage under Obamacare. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says spending on all healthcare increased 5.3% last year. The report is published in Health Affairs, and this is almost double the rate of 2013. Fairly or not, the increase is likely to add to criticism that Obamacare is not doing enough to rein in costs. However, Project Hope senior fellow Gail Walensky tells WTOP the global recession is mostly why the spending fell and now why it's picking up again.
The overwhelming reason for the slow spending growth that we have all observed from 2009 to 2014 was the recession that was observed and felt across the developed world, rather than some of the specific reforms we were trying in the United States. And as you get recovery from this very sluggish economic growth, it should be expected that healthcare spending is going to increase. It's a characteristic of wealthy countries that as their economy does well, they spend more, especially when they're an aging population, as we and the rest of Western Europe and Japan are now facing, and that we have to keep focusing on ways to slow spending that will be sustainable. Maybe some of what we're trying now with some of the payment reforms, but I think some people were getting a bit cocky that this was reflecting successes in these areas. Well, unless you think somehow we were influencing 30 other developed countries, which seems unlikely, it was much more the slowdown in the economy than anything we were doing here. So it is time to focus even more than we have been on ways that are politically acceptable to slow spending and healthcare in the United States.
The arguments leading up to the passage of Obamacare and the enactment of it and implementation of it were, we have the most expensive or among the most expensive healthcare costs in the world. We don't necessarily do our best to heal and save our population. So are we facing that again, even with Obamacare?
So it continues to be true. We need to improve our health outcomes. A lot of that has to do with lifestyle changes, less obesity, more focus on healthy living, exercise, and finding ways to get better value for our healthcare dollar. We've heard that phrase used a lot. It is very much the beginning of attempting to move to a more value-based healthcare system. We just can't be complacent that because we have seen 4 or 5 years of slow healthcare spending growth, that we should think we have resolved this problem. Every indication now, especially with this information from the OECD, is that it was predominantly being driven by a global recession. It doesn't mean some of what we're trying now might not turn out to be a good idea and help us in the future. We just don't know yet.
Gail Walensky is a senior fellow at Project Hope. She was with us on Skype, and she advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters. You can read a lot more about this new report that shows healthcare spending has gone up considerably in 2014. That's at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.